Well, praise the Lord.
We're in Proverbs 31 tonight. It's an awesome book. And the very first part there, we can read this. We'll read it in the NLT. I've read it several times today, this afternoon in the NLT as well as the King James. And they both say exactly the same thing. I see no differences between these two. But the first of all, this king, Lemuel, he probably had a pretty good mother. And it starts out saying, these are the sayings of King Lemuel, an oracle or a word that his mother taught him. Now then, let me say something right here about mothers. I remember a woman. I remember a woman that her husband was president of the United States, and whenever she found out some of these women that were cookie makers, she said, oh, you're just a cookie maker. You stay at home. You don't contribute much to society. We had a woman that was a president of the United States that made a statement like that to the women that stay at home. Well, let me tell you, the women that stay at home, like this woman that taught her son the proper things, changes the world. The women that work, that don't bake cookies, that don't raise their children, have very little positive impact on the world. But those that stay at home, and I wished every mother could stay at home. I wished every mother had a great husband that would work and love her and love those children and help her where that she could stay at home and be the woman, the mother, that God planned for her to be. But today in the world we live in, there's not very many women have that privilege. Today, the standards that we try to live in and live under, it takes both people working, you know, and because they want to live in this high standard. Well, I'm grateful that my wife and I didn't go there. I'm grateful that Betty stayed at home with the kids. Now, she was working. Now, we were married 15 years before Tim came along. And then she was a working girl in the workforce because, I mean, with just me and taking care of the house, she didn't have a whole lot to do. It was pretty easy, you know, so she got bored staying at home. So she wanted to work. Well, okay, I don't care if you want to work, you work. You need to have nothing to do, you know, really. Not. There's very little to do if you just clean house, you know. And you have a husband come home, and he's gone half the time anyway, you know, like I was. I was an airline pilot part of the time and an engineer the rest of the time, and I was traveling all the time. So I was gone at least half of the time. So she didn't have a whole lot to do. So she wanted to work. So she did. And then Tim came along. And after he came along, well, she wanted to go back to work a couple of weeks or three, whatever, after he came along, and she did, and a great lady in our church wanted to babysit for Tim, and they were a great couple, you know, and so he owned his own business, and she was at home all the time, and so we drove her up the street, and of course, Betty'd get up and take Tim up there to the babysitter, go to work, and then come home and get him in the afternoon, and then wash, cook, iron, and do housework and everything, and take care of me. And, you know, that became a pretty good chore. So about 6 months into this, you know how it is with a new baby. You know, they're up, they're down, sleeping, don't sleep. You know, so it's not like when you were just home, two of you. You know, it's not anything uncommon for a couple to go to bed at night and get a good 6 or 8 hours sleep, you know, and then wake up refreshed the next morning. But when you got one of these little guys that starts, all y'all know what I mean. You've been there. You've raised them. You know what it's like. So you don't get that good sleep. You know, you're awakened two or three times a night sometimes. And so, well, 6 months, and she was a basket case. And I said, this ain't working. I said, you know, I want you to quit working. And she didn't want to. But I told her, I said, you need to quit. I said, we can get by. I have a fairly good salary. I said, we can get by on my income. Well, of course, she did, and then she started staying home. And then, of course, another year and a half later, Amanda came along. And now we got two of these little critters. And, of course, it turned out great. So she could be the chief cook and bottle washer, take them to school, you know, go to their little things and all kinds of stuff because she was constantly on the go with two children. Some of y'all know what I mean if you got two children. Now, today, so many men do not stay with mother. And he goes away and leaves mother with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children to take care of. Well, all I got to say, and I will never praise a man that has done that. I mean, I will tell him what I think about him because I think I know what God thinks about him. I don't think God is pleased with a man that goes and produces 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 children and then leaves a wife to fend for herself. Do you think God's happy with that?
No.
No, I don't think he is either. You know, and then the poor mother, she will have to work 1 or 2 jobs to try just to feed and clothe these 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 children, and she don't have time to love the children. I mean, she misses raising the children. You know, all she's doing is trying to provide for these little guys. And so the little, and of course the guys, especially the little boys, you know, a little boy, after they get about 2, you know, they start putting mama to the test. Mama tells them to do something and they bow up. And usually mama won't do anything about it. So they learn real quick, I'm in control and not mama. And that's the way they go through their whole life. But if you got a good daddy that's a big boy and mama says, you know, now son, I'm going to ask you to do this, and if you don't, I'm going to tell Daddy when he gets home, and he'll take care of you. And the first time that's done, he don't think Daddy's going to do anything, think Mama's going to forget it. But if Mama tells Daddy, and Daddy takes him in and says, son, did Mama tell you to do this? And he said, well, yes. Why did you not do it? Well, I don't know. I just didn't want to. Well, if he really gets that belt down and really puts some straps on his little rear end, next time he refuses to do something for mom, and she said, when dad gets home, he remembers that. Uh-oh, I guess I better obey. But see, the mothers that don't have that daddy to back that up, you know, they wind up raising a child that's never disciplined. And of course, the book of Proverbs has told us what happens to those kind of children, and we see it all the time. But obviously, here was a mother that was a good mother that had a lot to say to her son. And it says, these are the sayings of King Lemuel, a word that his mother taught him. Now, this is great when you find a mother that'll teach these things. But today, unfortunately, the world we live in, a lot of the mothers don't know these things. They don't even know themselves what to teach their children because they've never read the Word of God themselves. Verse 2 says, O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my promises. In other words, obviously she made God some promises, you know, and she's telling him, you're my son. Verse 3 and 4. Do not spend your strength on women. Now, that's something coming from a mother. What do you think she means? Do not spend your strength on women or those who on those who ruin kings. In other words, who is it that ruins kings? Women. The wrong kind of women. It's so easy for a man, as a man comes along, a man is made for a woman. That's what God made a man for. He made a woman for a man. He made them for each other, but a lot of them don't understand this principle. And so the men, as they're growing up, they just want to conquer some woman. They don't care who she is. That's just, and when they do that, they give their strength to a woman. Now, see, the Proverbs talks about that. It talks about a man that will go out with these women, the wrong kind of women, and they will go into their doors and their houses, and it says that death will come upon them, and they will wind up in hell. And they will die with venereal diseases. And that over there in Proverbs where it says, if you give yourself to a prostitute or one of these immoral women, you will give your life to the cruel. What do you think that means, Lance? Who are you giving your life to if you get involved with the immoral woman and God says you give your life to the cruel? The devil. That's exactly right. You opened the door to that beast. And now then, He says, in your later years, your body will be consumed with disease. And that's sad, isn't it? But it's written in the book. I realize it was written in the book thousands of years ago, but does the book still work today? Yes, it does. I mean, it still works. It's never changed. So she's warning her son. She's warning him, do not spend your strength on women. Watch those girls. They'll take you down the wrong path. Now then, if you had a good woman that mother at home or daddy had taught the girl how to be a lady, then you don't have to worry about that. Because she's not going to be out looking for that boy. She's going to be presenting herself as a lady. You know, I mean, it's amazing, a long time ago, and there may still be a few, but long time ago, the women used to teach their daughters how to be a lady. You know, I can remember when I was at home, my mother was a lady, and she was taught how to be a lady by her mother, obviously. I can remember when my little sister began to get to be 8 or 9 or whatever. She's a little tomboy, you know, like a lot of little girls. She run in and sit down and have a dress on and throw her legs up in a chair or throw them up on the back of the couch and her skirt pull plumb down over. My mother would say, a lady doesn't do that. Said, young lady, you sit down there in that chair, you put your legs together. If you want to, you cross them, but you make sure your skirt's covering your knees. And see, that's a lady. She teaches her daughter how to be a lady. You know, there's a lot of them today don't do that. You know, I mean, this last Saturday, I had to go get some special washers. It was Saturday. I had to go over here to a hardware store to get some special washers to fix something. And when I walked in this place, here's a man and a wife, and I know they are because they got about a 16-year-old daughter. And she's a pretty little thing. You know, she's slim built, trim and everything, but she's got a very low-cut top on, and she's got a skirt on that may be that long.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.